Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Good to have you with us. And on our way to this conversation, I'll remind you, the Mark Steiner Show is sponsored in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's national foreclosure settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. We are joined here in studio now by Jessica Dibb, who is co-director of the Global Professional Breathwork Alliance and chair of its ethics committee. And since 1982, Jessica has been the founder, spiritual director, and principal teacher of the Inspiration Consciousness School in Owings Mills, and someone I've known for a very long time. Jessica, welcome to the studio. Good to have you with us.
It's so wonderful to be here, Mark.
Good to have you here.
Yay.
So let's just start. I mean, somebody joked as we were getting saying what this segment was going to be about that, of course, breathwork is important. If you don't breathe, you die.
Exactly. So. But, you know, I don't think we take seriously the metaphor of that on every level, that really literally the first – it's like our entire life begins with everything conspiring to get us to take that breath. So that first breath is the basis of all our neural substrate. Like everything that we do is going to be based on the memory of that first breath and then the subsequent quality of each breath after that. And, yeah, no breathe, no live. And so, you know, here's this amazing thing. Like we know that the tissue of the lungs, if we spread it out, it would be literally in one person the size of a basketball field. They're phenomenal organs. There is so much research coming out showing that, and theory and research, that the origin of most illnesses, both psychological and physical, is a lack of oxygenation of tissue.
Now, what does that mean? I mean, when you talk about that, I mean, everybody takes for granted. We all sit here, you and I sit here in the studio sitting around now breathing.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, so unfortunately, most of us don't breathe optimally, and that's because even as early as birth, there can be things about our birth practices. You know, we know from studies that breath is affected by cortisol levels, which is, you know, what creates anxiety and also action. We know that breath is affected by emotional regulation and neural regulation. So let's say a baby's trying to take their first breath and maybe the conditions aren't optimal. There's a lot of fear. There's whatever, trauma. So they may not even take a full breath at that moment. But then eventually they may restore and try to take a full breath. But we have activities subsequently in our life or experiences where, you know how if you get scared, you hold your breath, you suck in your breath.
Right.
And then our culture, I would say, if I were to be honest about it, is not great at helping people process emotional, you know, things. And so there may be ways that our breathing patterns become habituated to, let's say, holding in sadness, holding in grief, holding in joy, holding in love, holding in compassion for others. And so we land up breathing suboptimally most of our life. And that means that our tissues aren't getting the full infusion of, you know, I say that breath is our most underutilized medicine. It's our most potent and underutilized medicine. I have a vision of, you know, breath workers in every emergency room, every hospital, every medical setting. Breath is also our most underutilized nutrient for just life in general. And so, you know, the vision would be to optimize the breathing, that first breath in infancy, and then teach children how to use different kinds of breathing for neural regulation, emotional regulation, literally just calming down, also energizing themselves. Like you can change the rate. If you want to activate yourself and have more energy and your mind to be more alert for a particular task, you can do a very quick, deep breathing for a short period of time. If you want to go into a meditative state and kind of go down deeper into a place of, you know, cortisol relaxation and complete sort of just being at peace, then you want to do a slow, deep breathing. There's also a kind of breathing in the mid-range that we've actually been able to do a lot of studies on called coherent breathing, which is the optimal rate for most people is five breaths per minute. And we've actually been able to heal PTSD in first responders from 9/11 who have not responded to any other treatment tsunami survivors with PTSD who have not responded to any other treatment. We've been working with people with Crohn's disease with this, and it's been very effective, highly effective.
So are you saying most of us do not breathe, say, five times a minute or deeply? Is that
what
you're saying?
No, I think most of us breathe, you know, we probably breathe like 12 to 20 times a minute.
Are you saying we breathe
12 breaths to 20 breaths per minute.
As opposed to?
Five, yeah.
So is that 12 to 20 breaths that are quick and not slow and deep? How are you describing
this?
Yeah,
they're quick and they're not. It's basically that the diaphragm is not, you know, we have so much tension in our body that our diaphragm's not able to expand completely. So we don't pull in the full volume of air. So our brain is not as, you know, oxygenated. The rest of our tissue's not as oxygenated. So we have to draw up cortisol, you know, which is an anxiety hormone after a certain point, to kind of compensate for that.
So in all seriousness, so how does that, before we're talking about this event coming up and what you're doing, I mean, so how does that really work? You said five times a minute. That's like every 12 seconds.
Yes, right. And so, you know, it's just 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. And it is true that at first it would take some practice. And we can refer people to tapes. There's actually this is really cool, you guys. There's a website called www.doasone.org. And they actually have an app on their website. You can download it to your iPhone where you go into something called the Universal Breathing Room. And it will show you, like you literally follow it. You breathe in and out at exactly five breaths per minute. You can do it any time of the day. And you will actually see how many other people in the world are in the breathing room at the same time as you are and where they're, you know, they might be in Madagascar, Russia. It's a very, very cool app.
So this is something that you think that one that people end up doing unconsciously after they're conscious about doing it?
Yes, I do. Well, I also think that you land up sort of healing a lot of the muscular, you know, holding around breathing once you've been doing it for a while. So now your diaphragm is expanding more and you're just naturally beginning to breathe deeper at a slower rate. Yeah.
So how does this, so tie this into what's happening this weekend?
Well, this weekend on Sunday, we're having a workshop from 1 to 5 called The Potential of Breath. And it's going to be both sort of a physiological explanation of the benefits of breathing, something about the history of breath practices since ancient times, and then how they've developed in the 21st century and what we actually know today about it scientifically, evidentially, epidemiologically. And then we're going to take people through some very simple breathing exercises, such as the five breaths per minute, and then even take them to what is having an experience of even contacting the deepest part of themselves. Some people might call that soul. Some people might call it their essence. Some people might call it just their authentic self. But there are breathing practices in the whole spectrum of breathing practices that can actually help a person move underneath their usual habitual patterns and ways of thinking to contact the more essential parts of them, the kinds of things that might happen, like, for instance, when you're looking at a beautiful sunset, when you're at the birth of a baby, when you're falling in love, when, you know, when someone close to you is dying, and you know how you kind of wake up and you get in touch with something. Some people call that spiritual. Some people just call it feeling more authentic. We're going to take people into a kind of breathing, too, where they can access that more readily on their own.
So how do people get in touch? How do they find out where to go?
Okay, so if people want to go to www.inspirationcommunity.org, and that's just like the word inspiration and community would be spelled with no space, inspirationcommunity.org, you'll see classes listed, and you can just go to Potential of Breath this Sunday, I believe it's September 29th from 1 to 5, and we have some certified, internationally certified breath workers that are going to be conducting the class, quite a number of them, so they'll be in really good hands. In fact, we were all just up at this historic event at Omega Institute that I was able to create, bringing together breathwork schools from all over the world and actually launching what we're calling a unified global breathwork movement. And Baltimore will be very proud to hear that the 16 trained facilitators from our school here in Baltimore in Owings Mills were one of the hits of the whole conference. They felt like they were really just amazingly well trained. So Baltimore's in a good position to help people with breathing and to be part of bringing this to the world.
So this Sunday, and so it's inspirationcommunity.org.
Exactly. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much. And we'll also post online the doasone.org, which I'm going to check out on my iPhone when I get out of here myself.
Great.
Jessica Dibb is the co-director of the Global Professional Breathwork Alliance and chair of its ethics committee. And she has been running the Inspiration Consciousness School in Owings Mills since 1982, their spiritual director and founder. Again, it's inspirationcommunity.org. That'll be on our website. Jessica, good to see you again.
Thank you, Mark. It's wonderful to see you.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
That's it for today, folks. I want to thank you all for listening and being part of the show today and remind you the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this this shows again, podcasts or shows, find out information about our guests that we've been talking about today on the air, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also download and podcast all of our shows on iTunes as well. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Michelle Martin's next. Take care. We'll talk tomorrow.